disappointing to see it, I suppose. Looking at the story, the cameras for safety and to catch speeding went live on the 20th of December. Then on the 1st of January to the 17th, were vandalised. So there was no speeding been taken on those days. But it is alarming now to see 1,871 speeding fixed charge notices over the 39 operational days that was there. That's an average of 47, 48 per day on it. Now, I do see on Garda Síochána and GoSafe said that it was an issue with a faulty mechanism on the old camera, and that when they did replace it, that the new camera didn't have a certificate of calibration, which, look, at to me, is probably human error, but I will be looking more so at the figures of 1,871 over to 39 days. It's alarming, and we know the issue with the N17 from Galway to Sligo, especially the Sligo side of it, and it just shows the amount of traffic using it and the amount of traffic speeding on it and the need for it to be upgraded to a proper road.
Do the figures really shock you, Councillor Gallagher, given the fact that there have been so many issues raised continuously over the N17, albeit I know that it's more the current state of the N17 itself, but certainly driver behaviour, speeding, that has been raised quite frequently.
Speeding is a massive issue, and look at that. The fixed charges notices that's coming out there for that speeding is a camera that's near Claremorris in County Mayo. The issues we're having, if they're speeding from Ballaghy to Clooney in Sligo, there's no fixed camera to find them out. But the problem is the danger to other road users of people speeding and overtaking where it's not suitable to overtake. And it's just showing the road for what it is. It's not fit for purpose. And we need, and I'd be pleading since day one when I went in as a councillor, we need action taken and money allocated and get this new road and infrastructure badly needed. We need to get it in place and funding for it, for the N17 to start.